A study into the attitudes of rural doctors to abortion has revealed alarming gaps in services for women with unplanned pregnancies. Melbourne University researchers have found almost 40% of GPs in Victoria's West object to facilitating an abortion and that doctors have a poor understanding of the options available to regional women. Charlotte King reports.
Amanda, not her real name, was middle-aged with a raft of chronic health problems when she was told she was pregnant.
I just went into meltdown pretty much. As far as we knew, we were having safe sex. I had polycystics and I was 48 and I thought I was going through menopause, and for us it was just a sick life joke to have it at this time in our lives. I also knew that the risk involved of continuing with this child would be really, really high.
A family planning nurse in Horsham, 300 kilometres northwest of Melbourne, provided the former Defence Force worker with details of a private metropolitan clinic. The 48-year-old was told she could access the service with a referral letter from her GP.
When we were at the doctor's appointment and we explained to her that we need that referral, she said, "I'm sorry, I can't give it to you on the grounds of religious reasons." I said to her, "Is there anyone else in this clinic that would do it?" And she said, "No, there's no one in this clinic that will do it."
Amanda's story is consistent with the findings of a Melbourne University survey into the approach of rural doctors in Victoria's West to abortion. Associate Professor Louise Keogh is collating the findings.
38% of all GPs claimed that they would refer due to a conscientious objection. The national average is thought to be about 15% of GPs have a conscientious objection, so that's more than double the rate.
The study also looked into doctors' knowledge of medically assisted abortion medication, which is available through the pharmaceutical benefits scheme up until the ninth week of pregnancy.
Some GPs didn't know that it was an option, and if they did know it was an option, didn't know whether or not services in the region were offering it.
Doctors who do object to abortion in Victoria are legally required to refer women on to another GP who will provide a referral to a termination clinic. Marion Hendren from Women's Health Grampians is working to improve the number of rural GPs willing to provide access to medically assisted abortion.
If more GPs undertake the training that is required to prescribe medical termination, which isn't, onerous training, that normalises it. You know, it normalises what should be a legal and safe procedure, and, it helps to reduce the stigma.
For Amanda, it took the help of her family planning nurse to locate a doctor 130 kilometres away in Hamilton who was willing to provide the referral she couldn't get in her own area.
It's a conservative town. I knew it was really conservative, but it shouldn't have been as hard as what it was to try and access it.
48-year-old Amanda from the Woomera region in Western Victoria, ending that report by Charlotte King.